making a difference in our community. This is Jeff Winkenwaiter. Jeff, thanks for being an outstanding volunteer, first off.
My pleasure, Bob.
Who do you volunteer for?
Right now, it would be the food bank for the Build a Mountain.
And anybody who has gone to the Smiths Falls Build a Mountain at Andrus's or wherever, they've seen you. They will recognize you. How long have you been doing that?
Since day one. The first call I got was, could I put in a couple of hours at Andrus's? And I said, no. If I'm going to work Andrus's, I'm going to be there for the day. So since the very first time we did it, it's been 10 hours on the one day until we're done.
I know that there's sort of a family tie here as far as volunteering goes. It's in your blood.
Absolutely. My dad, Ken Winkenwaiter, who we lost back in December, volunteered and ran the Riedel Ski Club for well over 35 years.
When you take a look at, the inspiration that you got from your father, do you think you've been able to pass that on to your kids and your grandkids?
I think so. All our kids and our grandkids are all very giving. So hopefully they've learned something.
What have you learned by volunteering?
Oh, good question. What have I learned? I mean, giving back is something that I've always wanted to be able to do from the get-go. And the food bank, I've got a big history with the food bank. If we go back well over 20 years, I guess, I worked at Herb Transport in Ottawa, and I got a skid of product in from Toronto for the local food bank. And I called them up to see if they were able to take it. And they said, well, we can't take the whole thing. And I said, that's okay. I can bring some down every night in my car and fill the shelves for you. That evolved into Herb Transport allowing me to store skids of frozen food in Ottawa, which I could bring down in the trunk of my car and fill the freezer at night. And that worked while I was there until I left, well, back in 08, I guess. And then it was time to turn around and help with the Build a Mountain, which is just a small part, because there are very many volunteers, as you well know.
I've seen these volunteers, these people, yourself, working firsthand. You know, one of the things that we've been asking is, what are you most proud of? But it's almost like it's an annual point of pride with the Build a Mountain of Food.
Absolutely, it's an annual point of pride. I mean, every Saturday morning I'm there probably around 7:30, and I start looking at everybody coming in the store. And from over the years, people are digging into their pockets already before they get into the store, handing me a $10 or $20 bill to buy a couple of bags of food. So yeah, that's the name of the game.
Really interesting point here that I want to mention, too, is you are personal friends with Santa Claus, and you are one of the people who facilitates Santa's arrival in Smiths Falls every year. How did that connection come about?
That's a good question. A few years ago, Lori Lawrence called and said they needed some volunteers to help with the Santa float, and I said, sure. So for the last 5 or 6 years, I've been helping work on the Santa float.
Which is awesome. I know that you get him his cookies when he arrives and stuff like that. You're kind of like a personal valet. That's pretty cool.
It's one of the coolest things I've ever been able to do to help Santa.
If there's anybody out there who's sort of on the cusp thinking, you know, I'd like to volunteer, tell us a little bit about why these people should consider volunteering.
Well, why not volunteer? I mean, everybody has a little extra free time. There's always someone that can use your help. So why not?
Jeff, I want to thank you so much for being our guest here today on Lake 88. And thank you on behalf of the community of Smiths Falls and beyond for all that you do. It's been a pleasure to speak with you.
My pleasure as always, Bob. Thank you.
You can listen to all of our volunteers featured today on our website, lanarkleadstoday.ca.